So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
WGN, Neil Steinberg is an author and Chicago Sun-Times columnist. Hi, Neil. How are you?
Hey, John, I'm well. How about yourself?
Good. What a hip and handsome picture of the married couple in yesterday's paper. Large picture of your son, Ross, and his now bride. Her name is
Taylor,
standing on the shores of Lake Michigan, in Lake Charlevoix, Michigan. Nice piece, Neil. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. It just shows you sometimes by doing well, you do good. You know, I never would have thought, okay, now I write the big New York Times style wedding piece about my kid.
But, yes, you did.
They suggested it. And I thought, well, why not?
And your editors let you do it.
They did. And I took that as a great, you know, it's sort of a trust drop, I think. You know, I try not to mind my family for material too much, but you know, so my father has Alzheimer's. Sometimes I write about him. I usually, my perspective is if you write about something, you know, honestly, that's significant to you, you really can't screw up too much. I mean, people who hate you aren't going to like this too, but you have to discount that. And I was very, I mean, I heard from an enormous number of readers yesterday, and it was very gratifying. You know, the news can be so disconcerting. And just to remind them that people get married, they start their lives in elegant settings, and people seem to appreciate it, and so I was relieved.
Well, I related to it in many ways, and I think a lot of our listeners did too. One fact that jumped out, I mentioned this a moment ago, 1 in 4 Americans over the age of 40 has never married. And the other thing you said was your 3 wedding rules, which is none of this is about you, do whatever the bride wants, don't argue with anybody about anything. I, on Facebook, said, what other rules for weddings do you have? And I've got a few pages here of rules from our listeners. And by the way, just as an example, one of our listeners said this, Neil, I am the mother of the groom. My son is getting married on the 24th of August. It is very different being the mother of the groom versus mother of the bride. I just have sat back and done what I have been told to do, and I've offered opinions when asked. And somebody else said, as the mother of the groom, when asked, your response should always be, well, what do you think?
Yeah, my wife was very involved. I mean, this wedding had many moving pieces. Although I did find those rules very helpful. I mean, the first one is an example of it in action, where you know, we had this suite and all the groomsmen were getting ready, and the photographer shows up and she says, oh, you're the father of the groom. I want a picture of you tying his tie. And I sort of beamed and I thought, I've been tying that boy's tie, you know, between the time he was 4 and the time he was 24. And I stepped out of the room for a second. I came back and one of the groomsmen was doing it. And I raised a finger. I almost said, that was supposed to be me. But then I just stopped. I remembered rule number one. It's not about you. I stepped back. I took a picture, which turned out to be a lovely shot of this, you know, buddy he's known since he was 5, you know, tying his tie. And I was really, you know, if I hadn't had that sort of prerogative in mind, I might have, like, pushed my way into it, knocked him aside, taken the tie. You know, there are many ways to go wrong in a wedding. My big goal was don't be one of them. Don't put this thing into the ditch. And I didn't.
Well, I wouldn't have blamed you if you then said, all right, take it off. I want my turn, because that sounds like
a lovely
moment.
I thought of that, but again, I just thought, you know what? You have to have sort of a big personality to write a newspaper column. You have to fill the space. And as I get older, I find myself trying to not fill that space so much, you know, try to step back when I can. And that's always a good call, usually a good call. Even with this piece, the headline I wrote was a New Jersey couple weds in Michigan ceremony, which I thought was sort of dry and funny and understated. And I showed it to my son and he went, no, and he suggested something else. My wife and I have a line where one of us will say, I'm going to go walk the dog, and then nobody walks the dog, and I'll pipe up that, you know, the trick of walking the dog is you have to go walk the dog. the trick of respecting other people's opinions is you have to respect their opinions, and that's something I did in this. The wedding was over. I wasn't going to anger anybody at this point. You know, look, it was And when I got the paper yesterday, I looked up and paused before I opened it. I thought, I'm normally on page two. And I thought, they didn't put this on page two, did they? And there it was. And so I've been a columnist for 28 years. The reason I got the column was Ross. I don't know if you know this story, John, but I'm the only man in the Chicago Newspaper Guild to take his year unpaid paternity leave. So I had met Nigel Wade once, the New Zealand press load who ran the paper, and then I was gone, taking care of a baby. And the phone rings, and it's Nigel Wade saying, Steinberg, this paternity leave, how long is it supposed to last? And I said, another 11 months, Nigel, why? He goes, I'd rather you do a column for us. And I started that Sunday. And I'm convinced that had I been the guy slumped in the corner, on the night shift waiting for something to burn down, I never would have got a column. But because I was the guy who left, he tried to reel me back. So, Ross has been in the paper his whole life.
Yeah.
Which is sort of neat.
Yeah. And one of our listeners just said, I had three children get married this year from March August, just last weekend. First as the mother of the groom, the last two as the mother of the bride. Boy, you almost think, and I know it's your life, it's not your sibling's life, but if two of the kids are getting married or one of the kid is getting married, maybe you ought to give mom and dad a break. Because, one of the rules that somebody else sent us was, here's the four wedding rules for the father of the bride. Show up, suit up, shut up, shell out. And
those are good rules.
You did not talk much about the expense of this sort of thing, but that's something families confront too.
Well, traditionally, the father of the groom pays for the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
And so we did that. But then it was also mission creep. They lived in the New York metro area, and they were trying to arrange a wedding 1,000 miles west in Charlevoix, and we were like, you have to get a wedding planner. And it's a very short leap from you have to get a wedding planner to we'll pay for the wedding planner. And there are several things that we thought, she didn't want to have a wedding cake. She said they're so expensive, they're $1,000, and you will just get a couple cakes from a bakery. And I thought, that's the only thing people are going to remember, that they have a few Edmonds cakes thrown around. I said, get the cake, we'll pay for the cake. And then, of course, I have two sons. My other son is getting married in November. We do for them, we have to do for the Equitable. I said, one problem with this is I can't write this again in November. So I got to say to the other son, number two, I love you, but let's think of something else.
I don't know. I think that anytime you're writing, I'm reading, Neil, and I would
God
recommend.
God bless you, John. I
want to recommend that people just click on it because, first of all, handsome couple, and the pride of the father is there without it being too doting, and it's very relatable. It's well done.
Yeah. I know I'm blessed. Parenthood is a struggle when it goes well, and so I consider myself so fortunate to have had the boys I had, to have raised them the way I was able to do, and to see what kind of men they become. And so, it's always a bad idea to brag, and I hope this isn't bragging.
No.
But the bottom line is, she asked me to do it, I did the best I could.
See rule number two. All right.
Yes.
I'll talk to you another day. Thanks for writing, and thanks for saying hi, Neil.
Oh, always a pleasure to talk to you, John. You be well now.